This is VOA News. I'm Lisa Melton. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei on Saturday called for the punishing of those behind the assassination of a top nuclear scientist. He added that the work of Mohsen Fakhrizadeh should be continued. Khamenei called Fakhrizadeh a prestigious nuclear and defense scientist and said he was martyred by the hands of criminal and cruel mercenaries. Their remarks appeared in a statement on the Supreme Leader's official website. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani on Saturday accused Israel of acting as a mercenary for the United States and seeking to create chaos. He was blaming Israel for the attack. He vowed a response, in his words, in due time. He pledged his country will not fall into a so-called trap. Rouhani spoke in a televised speech on Saturday, a day after the scientist was killed in an ambush on his vehicle near Tehran. The semi-official Fars news agency, believed to be close to the country's Revolutionary Guard, said the attack happened in Absard. That's a small city just east of the capital, Tehran. It said witnesses heard the sound of an explosion and then machine gun fire. The agency said the attack targeted a car that Fakhrizadeh was in. He later died at a local hospital. State television on its website later published a photograph of security forces blocking off the road. Photos and video shared online showed a Nissan sedan with bullet holes in the windshield and blood pooled on the road. Israel has declined to comment, but it put its embassies around the world on high alert, according to Israeli N12 News. A spokesman for the Israeli Foreign Ministry told Reuters the ministry does not comment on matters of security for its representatives abroad. VOA News. The U.S. announced economic sanctions Friday on Chinese and Russian companies that Washington said had supported the development of Iran's missile program. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a statement that the four firms accused of transferring sensitive technology and items to Iran's missile program will be subject to restrictions on U.S. government aid and on their exports for 2 years. The sanctions imposed Wednesday were against two Chinese-based companies, Chengdu Best New Materials and Zibo Elim Trade, as well as Russia-based Nilco Group and joint stock company Elecon. President Donald Trump withdrew the United States in 2018 from the Iran nuclear deal, established 3 years earlier under then-President Barack Obama. Mr. Trump has since reimposed crippling sanctions on the Islamic Republic in what he calls a campaign of maximum pressure. A surge in new coronavirus cases has led California's Los Angeles County to issue a new 3-week stay-at-home order, which will go into effect on Monday. The county had said previously that it would issue the restrictive order when new COVID-19 cases reached an average of 4,500 per day over a 5-day period. On Friday, the 5-day average was 4,751. The order prohibits gatherings publicly or privately of people who do not live in the same household. Johns Hopkins University reports that the United States caseload for COVID-19 has passed 13 million. The university's Coronavirus Resource Center puts the total as of Saturday at 13,091,758. It's the highest national caseload in the world. India and Brazil are next highest, with more than 9 million and more than 6 million cases, respectively. A huge blast went off in Mogadishu on Friday, killing at least 7 people just hours after U.S. Acting Secretary of Defense Christopher Miller made an unannounced visit to the Somali capital. Witnesses say a suicide bomber blew himself up at a popular ice cream shop along the road to the airport. One of Mogadishu's ambulance services said at least 7 people were killed in the attack. Somali police said another 10 people were wounded. The al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab extremist group claimed responsibility for the attack, according to the site's intelligence group. Al-Shabaab frequently carries out attacks in Mogadishu as part of its bid to overthrow the Somali government and impose its strict interpretation of Islamic law. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.